Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse. House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah, church. Will you joyfully just, you know, say a big welcome next to somebody to you this morning and say, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We've got the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome again to service this morning. I believe that God is definitely going to be reaching out to us, you know, with his words this morning. And I want your heart to be open as God's word come to us today. Amen and amen. Jesus is our cornerstone, the cornerstone of Easter, and is the one we are celebrating. He is the reason we are gathered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this few minutes I have, I quickly want to speak, you know, to a subject matter of how that God, through Christ Jesus, has broken the curse of spiritual death. Amen and amen. And then that's the reality we have and enjoy in Christ Jesus today. Glory to Jesus. Several kinds of deaths are spoken of in the Bible, but there are three kinds I'd like to touch this morning. Spiritual death, physical death, eternal death, or we'll call it the second death, which is being cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. The Bible in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 26 tells us physical death is the last enemy that shall be put underfoot. What is spiritual death? Spiritual death is that which lays hold of our spirits rather than our bodies. The second death is the ultimate finality of death, or the home of the spiritually dead. Galatians 3 verse 13 to 14. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the spiritual faith. Now about the curse. The first curse which God said would come upon man for breaking his law is found in Genesis 2:17, where God said to Adam, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Talking about spiritual death. Recall, man is a spirit who possesses a soul and lives in the body, as we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Church, are you following me? Spiritual death means separation from God. The moment Adam sinned, he was separated from God. When God came down on the cool of the day, as it was his custom to walk and talk with Adam, he called Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I hid myself, as we see in Genesis 3, 9 and 10, meaning he was separated from God the moment he broke the law of God. Man was now united with the devil. He was an outcast, an outlaw, driven from the garden with no legal ground to approach God. Man no longer responded to the call of God. He responded only to his new nature, his new master, the devil. The good news is, the new man, Jesus Christ, had no death in him. He did not have the spiritual nature of death, the devil in him. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 says, he tasted death for every man. He took upon himself our sin nature. Hebrews 9:26 says, he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He took upon himself our sin nature. Hallelujah. The nature of spiritual death that we might have eternal life. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief, the devil cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I have come. The Bible says Jesus has the final say over everything and everyone. Hallelujah. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, but I have come. Hallelujah. But I have come. And why did he come? That they may have life. And they may have life. Not just have it scarcely. Not just have it in bits, but have it in abundance. Are you excited this morning, church? We have life in abundance. We have joy in abundance. We have peace in abundance. We have glory in abundance. We have preservation in abundance. Hallelujah. Is this a rejoicing church? Hey, we have joy in abundance. We have peace in abundance. We have life in abundance. The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come. He came with sickness. He came with spiritual death, but he has come. Hallelujah. He came to impact the sinful nature, but he came to impact on us the righteous nature. Hallelujah. Are you following me, church? We're going somewhere. Jesus came to redeem us from spiritual death. Jesus also said in John chapter 5, verse 24, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The implications of spiritual death, like I said earlier, we see it as a result of the outflow of separation from God. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 10. Now I'm going to the crux of this morning's message. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 10, the Passion Translation. The Bible says, we were once separated from God, but now see, 1 Peter 2:10, the Passion Translation. For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. Hey, I want this to sink into your spirit this morning. At one time you were not God's people. But as a result of the death, burial, ascension, and resurrection of Christ Jesus, now you are. Can you say to your neighbor, now you are?
Now you are.
Now you are. He says, but now you are. At one time, you knew nothing of God's mercies. Are you ready, church? Are you ready to experience the mercies of God? The richness of his mercies, the riches of his grace. But now you are. Hallelujah. You knew nothing of God's message because you hadn't received it yet, but now you are drenched with it. Now you are drenched with it. Ephesians chapter 2, 11 to 13, the Passion Translation. Ephesians chapter 2, 11 to 13, the Passion Translation. The Bible says, so don't forget that you were not born as Jews and were uncircumcised. Circumcision itself is just a work of man's hand. You had none of the Jewish covenant and laws. You were foreigners to Israel's incredible heritage. You were without the covenant and prophetic promises of the Messiah, the promised hope, and without God. 12 to 13. Okay, now, it says 13, it says, yet look at you now. Oh, yeah. Can you talk to your neighbor and say, look at you now? Look at you now. You're looking beautiful. Everything is new. Everything is brand new for you. Hallelujah. Yet look at you now. Everything is new. Although you were once distant and far away. Oh, from God. Now you have been brought delightfully. Jesus didn't go to the cross grudgingly. He went excitedly. Even though it was painful, but he was doing it purposefully. Hallelujah. He went excitedly. You know, some people are watching the Passion of Christ and they are looking at how they are, you know, nailing Jesus and they are feeling remorse. If you had known the beauty that God had in mind, you would be telling the devil, kill him. Nail him. Hallelujah. Because within that is your redemption. Do you understand me this morning? It's a time to be joyful, a time to be delightful, a time to be excited. We were once far, but now we have been brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. Brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's read them. Delightfully close to him through the sacred blood of Jesus, you have actually been united to Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. The devil depleted our confidence as a result of spiritual death. But we read in Romans chapter 5 verse 1, Amplified Classic. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God, through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it says, there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin leading to death. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. In place of the sinful nature, by the sacrifice of Jesus, the nature of God was impacted into our spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says that you who were dead in trespasses and sins, that is spiritual death, he has quickened and made alive. He has quickened and made alive in Christ Jesus. Verses 8 and 9 tells us how it came about. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, are you ready? Hallelujah. The devil thought he had got Jesus in crucifixion. If Satan had known what God was up to, he would never have steered his godless, religious, judicial, and governmental crowds to crucify him. God pulled the wool over his eyes. God pulled the wool over his eyes. Eating in the dead of Jesus was our redemption. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. God pulled the wool over his eyes. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, the Passion Translation. The Bible says, but you are God's chosen treasure. Priests who are kings. Priests who are kings. The spiritual has found an overlap in the natural in our lives. Hallelujah. The spiritual has now found an overlap with the natural in our lives. Amen and amen. Before we would have needed to go to the temple or to the tabernacle, you know, to present our offerings. But now you have become the offering. You have become the worship. Are you with me, church, this morning? Hallelujah. You have become the sacrifice. Amen and amen. The spiritual has overlapped itself in the natural in your life. You are not ordinary anymore. Amen and amen. Before we would have carried the sacrifice to the temple to atone for our sins. Amen. But Jesus once and for all gave himself as a sacrifice. Once and for all. And now he has multiplied himself in us. Amen and amen. You know, the devil will be saying, who let these sons out? Hallelujah. I don't know the musician that says, who let these dogs out? But the crowd of the devil, who let these sons out? I thought I could hold Jesus, but now there are too many for me to handle. Are you with me, child, this morning? Who let these sons out? Who let these daughters out? We are here on assignment to our Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. He said, but you are God's chosen treasure. Priests who are kings. A spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you. Now I'm reading towards the purpose of why he came for us. Amen and amen. He didn't just come, he came for you. Glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, if any man be in Christ, Jesus is a new creature, behold, all things have passed away, and now all things have become new. It was describing what has now become new. Verse 18, please. Help us with verse 18. Hallelujah. It was not describing what has become new now. The Bible says, verse 18, and God has made all things new and reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciling others to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Describing what has now become new. Glory to Jesus. Then there was one Jesus, but now there are many Jesus to look up to. God is healing through your hands. Helping the nations through your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now he claims, I'm still reading 1 Peter 2, 9, the Passion Translation. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. And now he claims you as his very own. He did it so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. Truly so, through you, God has now found access into your family. Hallelujah. Truly so, through you, God has now found access into your sector. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that God, the world will not lack God because of you. Yeah. Amen and amen. You are now his representative. You are now his representative. You are now his mouthpiece where he has planted you. The curse of sin has been broken. Hallelujah. Our confidence has been restored. Now, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. God is not how to haunt you. It's how to bless you. It's how to help you. It's how to keep you. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So truly so, God has found an unrestricted access into your family, found an unrestricted access into your career and business center, found an unrestricted access into your city. Hallelujah. The news was that Adam sold out to the devil. But the good news is that Christ bought us back by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The news was that you were indebted. Glory to God. Man was helpless. You hold a debt that you could not pay. Jesus paid the debt that he did not hold. Hallelujah. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Glory to Jesus. The news was that Adam sold out. Hallelujah. But the good news is Christ Jesus redeemed and restored us. The news was that you were indebted. But the good news is that Jesus fully paid your debts. Hallelujah. When you go into the store and you hear that someone has fully paid your debt, do you start cracking your head how much to pick? Go into the store and pick your goods. Hallelujah. Healing is available for you. Prosperity is available for you. The price has been fully paid by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus has fully paid the price. Amen and amen. The news was that you were once lost. But the good news this morning is that you have been brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. And you have a whole new life in Christ Jesus. And now you've got to begin to embrace who he says you are. He says you are the called. He says you are the justified. He says you are the redeemed. He says you are the sanctified. Hallelujah. He says you are the helped. Will you preach with me to your neighbor this morning? He says you are the called. He says you are the justified. He says you are the sanctified. The curse of sin has been broken. Now you have a new whole brimming life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He says you are the predestinated. He says you are the set free. He says you are the predestinated. He says you are the set free. Hallelujah. You are the justified and you are the glorified. Glory to Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen, amen and amen. Amen. You might be going through some little sufferings, in these times and age. There might be bends, curves. God never promised you an easy road. He promised us a possible road. The Bible didn't say with God all things are easy, but it says with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Paul saying, so for I consider, for I reckon that the suffering of these times, the suffering of these times cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. I like it in the Amplified Classic. The glory that shall be revealed. The glory that is being revealed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amplified Classic. It says, but what of that? But for I consider that the sufferings of this present times, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred upon us. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You are God's glory in manifestation. You are God's glory in motion. Amen and amen. You know, the purpose and the intent of God for every believer in Christ is that every believer eventually should be a manifestation of the glory of God experientially. And that's the purpose of God for every believer in Christ. You become the manifestation of the glory of God experientially, eventually. Glory to Jesus. You know, Paul was having given a testimony in Galatians 1 verse 24. He says, and the glorified God in me. Hallelujah. My admonition to us this morning is, let's go out there. Let's go shine the light of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Glory to Jesus. The glory of God represents everything that makes God God. Everything that makes us to acknowledge him as God. His wisdom, his power, his strength, his grace. And that's what he has conferred upon you. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. You've become a wisdom center for God. You become a power center for God. You become a help center for God. Amen and amen. He has has called us to reconcile men back to him. Hallelujah. The curse of sin has been broken. Now our boldness has been restored. Our confidence has been restored. We can do life with Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. I'm just so excited in my spirit this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Truly so. Now God has got unrestricted access into your family. God has unrestricted access into your career and business sector, into your city. Amen and amen. Now we are the people of God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what God has done, completed in Christ Jesus. Streams of help, streams of grace flowing from your life to your world. Hallelujah. Healing through your hands. Helping men through your hands. Church, are you ready? Church, are you ready? The devil is indeed confused now. He's indeed confused now. Who let the sons and daughters out? Hallelujah. Are we ready to go into the world to get God, you know, amazing, amazing, amazing prophet? We have been called for his prophecy. And that's what we live for. And that's what we live for. And that's what we live for. He died for us so we can live for him. Amen and amen. Church, amen and amen. Will you just speak with me this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus? I'm empowered by God's Spirit. I'm empowered by God's Spirit to take the beauty of God to my world, to the glory of God to my world, to take the joy of God to my world, to take the blessings of God to my world. I've been redeemed to redeemed. I've been justified to justify. I've got a new life in Christ Jesus. I've got a new life in Christ Jesus. I've been created anew, and I represent the purpose and plan of God in my world, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say to your friend next to you, you are redeemed. You are redeemed to redeemed. Blessed to blessed. Saved to saved. Saved to saved. Now you are the people of God. Now you are the delight of God. Now you are the joy of God. Now you are the celebration of God. The victory of Jesus has become your victory. The rejoicing of Jesus has become your rejoicing. The celebration of Jesus has become your celebration. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.